You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh, Archbishop of Singapore.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Alleluia, the Lord is risen. But are you risen? That is the question that we need to ask ourselves this evening. Have you risen from the dead? The truth is that in this world, many of us, we fear death. And yet it is our fear of death that cripples us in life. A man who is fearful of death does not take risk, has no courage to venture out. And yet, many of us, although we want to live, yet life, we know, is more than just a biological life. It is not how long we lived, but how well we lived. This explains why those who are old, those who feel themselves useless, those who feel that they can contribute nothing much in this life anymore. What reason is there for them to live on? That is why some elderly, they pray for an early death. But this is true, not just for the elderly, even for young people today, especially in affluent country like ours, where the needs have been satisfied. Sometimes our young people, those who are born in rich families, or well-to-do, or enough to eat and to be able to enjoy their life, they begin to ask, what is the meaning of life? Why all this struggling, this competition? And today, young people, they are looking for meaning in life as well. And so when they face rejection, competition, when they lose their friends, rejected by others, some of them cannot take these humiliations or to suffer the loneliness and emptiness. And so some even take their own life. So my dear brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be alive? If you look at the world today, people who apparently are successful in life, they are rich, they have good careers, you ask yourself, are they truly happy? Happiness is more than just having the pleasures of this world. After some time, pleasures become tasteless. You'll be sick of pleasures. If you are given 1 whole year, if the boss will tell you, 1 whole year I will pay for you, go for holidays. You travel around the world. After 20 days, you want to come back home to eat your chicken rice and your wonton mee. There is a certain limit, saturation to pleasures. What we are looking for is meaning and purpose. That's why people in the world, they might be physically strong. I see so many young people, every morning, evening even, they go to the gym, 3 hours. Nice body, beautiful body, and beautiful faces, but you look at their heart, full of anger, hatred, resentment, envy. Always have this fighting spirit. They must be better than others. They need to compete with others to be the best. They have no peace. They are really dead. This kind of life cannot give you happiness. It will make you a person who is always restless. That is why in today's celebration, we have Jesus. He proclaims himself as the resurrection and the life. He said in John chapter 11, he who believes in me will live and will never die. And he who believes in me when he dies, he will live forever. Jesus is the one who will lead us to the fullness of life. This is why we are celebrating life this evening. Life comes about when we know how to live our life with meaning and purpose, and to live it in such a way that we become life givers. That is the only way to live happily, being a life giver to others. I cannot see how anyone can live without being a life giver. If you truly live, you will naturally be a life giver. If you are not a life giver, it means that you are dead. Jesus is the light of the world. He was the shining star at Christmas. Today, we see the glory, the radiant light in a Paschal candle. Just now when we had the procession of the Paschal candle, we were joining, we were imitating, representing what the Israelites did. They went through the sea of sin, passed through, and entered the promised land. And Jesus, the light of the world, has led us through and bring us to the fullness of life. And how can we find life today? To find life, we need to come to Jesus, the Word of God. That is why in today's scripture reading from the prophet Isaiah, he said, why spend money on what is not bread, your wages on what fails to satisfy? Listen to me. You will have good things to eat and rich food to enjoy. We are called to come to the Lord. The Lord who is the Word of God. He is the one who enlightens us. And that is why he is the way, the truth, and the life. The Word of God enlightens us, show us how to live a life of true happiness. That's why for us Christian, in Psalm 119 especially, the Lord is truly, the Word is a lamp for our steps. Therefore, for us Christian, we have profound love and reverence to the Word of God, because that is Jesus who will show us that way. And our dear catechumens who have become elects, these, for the last year or more, they have been hearing, meditating on the Word of God. And now that they are convinced that Jesus is the Lord and Savior, that Jesus is the one who gives them life, they want to commit themselves with the Lord. This evening, through the sacrament of baptism, for all of us who are here this evening, those of us who've been baptized, we too are called, as we celebrate the Easter liturgy, the sacrament of baptism and confirmation, all of us are called to renew our baptismal commitments to the Lord. And so this evening, because we have been more than 40 of our candidates here for baptism, we need to make this important link between the Easter liturgy and the baptismal liturgy. Because this is the day when we want to make these catechumens, our elects, a new creation. We want them to be the radiant witnesses of our Lord. And so, before you are baptized, before we are baptized, what is the first thing that is required of us? It is very significant. In the ancient liturgy, in the early church, the catechumens, before they were baptized, they were called to face the west. Do you know where's the west? They take out your compass, you know, the west is here. The west. This is the east. That's why the church is facing the east. You're not facing the west. The west is behind you. And so in the ancient liturgy, the catechumens would be asked to face the west, because the west is a symbol of decadence, corruption, and sin. And seems to be quite true even today. It was done 2,000 years ago. And in the renunciation of sin, they were called to renounce all the three temptations of the evil one, the same temptations that our Lord faced. After renouncing the devil and all his works and temptations, then the catechumens were asked to turn and face the east, because the east is where we have the rising sun, and Jesus is the rising sun. That is why in the ancient days, the sacrament of baptism is also called the sacrament of illumination, sacrament of enlightenment. When the catechumens are given a new light, a new perspective, when they are shown the way to life. Renunciation of sin, therefore, is a prerequisite for the sacrament of baptism. And it's true for all of us this evening. If you want to share in that new life, are you serious in renouncing your sins? This is very important, because that is why in today's reading in the epistle, the New Testament, St. Paul speaks of the need to die to our sins. He says, we must realize that our former self has been crucified with him to destroy this sinful body and to free us from the slavery of sin. When a man dies, of course, he has finished with sin. So let me ask you, are you finished with sin? Or you still want that old man, Adam? You cannot have both. If you want to have a new life, it means being dead to sin. Otherwise, you'll be half dead, half alive. If you want to rise completely, you need to die completely. That is a reality. And it's for this reason, the renunciation of sin is symbolized by the baptismal water. Water is a symbol of death. Remember, the Egyptians were drowned by the waters. So to enter into the waters, as St. Paul says, when we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized in his death. When we were baptized, we went into the tomb with him and joined him in death. So water is a symbol of death. When we enter into water, we want to die to ourselves so that we can rise with Christ. But my dear brothers and sisters, this is where the challenge is. Because St. Paul says, this sinful body of ours is under the slavery of sin. The whole body is under the slavery of sin. We find ourselves powerless to break away from sin. St. Paul says, consider yourself dead to sin, alive in Christ Jesus. The sinful body is a body of sin. For years, we have been committing sins until they have become part of us. It's so difficult to give up our sins. It's so difficult to kill this old Adam in us. Every time when we push old Adam down, he rises. And we are always fighting with this old Adam. But what is important and what is asked of us is, are you dead to sin? Have you decided you want to be dead to sin? So long as you are fickle-minded, so long as you say, maybe tonight baptism, I don't want to commit sin, but tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, it will not work. You need to have that decisive heart to change your life. Because if you do that, then the sacrament of baptism, water, which is also a symbol of the Holy Spirit, a symbol of cleansing, the Holy Spirit will empower you, fill you with the grace to conquer sin. It is how receptive and how open you are to the Holy Spirit. This water is a beautiful symbol of Holy Spirit, because water reaches every corner, every nook and corner. Water can seep to every little corners, whatever you have. Water is flexible, adaptable. And the Holy Spirit that comes upon you will adapt himself so that you can respond faithfully. And of course, the Holy Spirit, we are told, water and blood flowed from the heart of Jesus when he was pierced with a lance. Water, a symbol of baptism, blood, a symbol of the Eucharist. That if you, after baptism, continue to receive the Eucharist, continue to be in union with Jesus, then you will continue to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not received once and for all. Every time you receive the Eucharist, you renew and open yourself to the Holy Spirit. And that is why, my dear brothers and sisters, the sacrament of baptism is a very beautiful sacrament. It not only invites you to really die to your sin, but the Spirit will enable you. And so, we really need to make a decision. Dead to sin, alive for Christ Jesus. Every time when you have a temptation, say no to Satan, yes to the Lord. And that is why after the sacrament of baptism, as we pour water over you, the next thing is you are put on the white garment. A symbol, therefore, of a new creation. The prophet Ezekiel says, I will pour my spirit over you. The spirit will bring about forgiveness and you become that new creation. With the new creation, you will be given that candle. You will become the light of Jesus. And then you can go forth with dignity, go forth as a new man, as a new woman, but this time clothed with Christ. What it means to be baptized is not just some ritual that we go through, it's to put on the mind of Christ, put on the heart of Christ. Don't think like the world anymore. That's why it's very important, my dear brothers and sisters, to die to our sins, to put on Christ, requires us to have a deep knowledge, memory of the Word of God. How do I live my life? Every time when I'm called to make a decision, I don't start thinking, what is the best way to do? What should I do? I ask myself the question, what should the Lord be doing? What does the Lord wants me to do? And I remember the words of God. I remember the scriptures. The scriptures will come to me. I use the scripture to guide me in responding to situation. So that is why it's important that if we want to put on Christ, put on the mind of Christ, put on the lips of Christ, put on the heart of Christ, then you need to be familiar with the Word of God. Otherwise, you will think and act like the world, no better than those in the world. That is why, my dear brothers and sisters, to conclude, Alleluia is the new song of the Christian. Alleluia to everything. St. Paul in Romans chapter 14 tells us, if we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. Whatever we do, we live for the Lord. That is the whole purpose and meaning of life. So you can be sick, you can be old, you might think that you are useless, but no one is useless if he lives for Christ. Even a sick person carrying his suffering cheerfully will inspire others and help them to see the face of God. Nothing, no one is useless. It is how we use, avail ourselves for the glory of God. In good times, in bad times, we can glorify God, because if we live for Him, it doesn't matter whether we are dead or whether we are alive. Because if we die, ultimately we belong to the Lord. If we are alive, we continue to live for Him. And that is why a Christian is always singing Alleluia all through his life. Even in suffering, he says Alleluia.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh.